You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report here at the station that brings you the $10,000 cash tag. Let me tell you this. The Washington Wizards, the team that you love because of their name.
Yep.
They are one of the 10 worst teams in the NBA. So you figured the Nuggets, playing at home, would have no trouble last night. Nope. The Wizards beat the Nuggets at Ball Arena.
Oh.
Nug puppies are on the road tomorrow night in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma, where the wind.
The Avalanche are on the ice tonight down in Arizona, which just sounds odd. The ice in Arizona.
Right.
It's a desert.
How do they do it?
Colorado Rockies have their first spring training game this Sunday afternoon. One of the Rockies owners, Dick Monfort, said, quote, "We expect to have fans this year, but not sure how many." Now, what he was talking about was fans actually at games.
Right.
But if they lose 100 games, like the experts are predicting, we're not sure how many fans they will have, period.
Yeah.
So when he says, "We expect to have fans this year, but not sure how many," well, let's see what product we get out on the field, right?
Right.
Right. So I got a little news for... I don't have as much news for nerd stuff. We kind of shot our wad with news for nerds with the Mars rover. There was all sorts of... They found more cave art down in Australia. It's the oldest depictions of animals in cave art. And naturally, because it's in Australia, what animal do you think it was?
Oh, it's a kangaroo, I bet.
It is.
Hey!
Totally a kangaroo. So even 17,000 years ago, our... ancestors down there were enraptured by the ruse.
They're so bouncy.
The story that I really enjoyed, though, out of my News for Nerds report today is a study that they did, I believe it was in France, and they wanted to see what the trick was to getting away with lying. And what they found is you're more likely to have somebody believe you if you're lying. You're more likely to have somebody believe you if you just answer their questions quickly.
Oh, so you got to be quick on your feet.
The study found that if you delay and if you pause, the other person is way more likely to think you're BSing them. So, Jeremy, let me give you for instance.
Sure.
You stop on the way home to get your 2 quarter pounders with cheese that you don't want Nicole to know that you're getting.
Okay.
So when you walk in the door and she goes, "Hey, you were supposed to be home 10 minutes ago." If you go, I stopped to put air in my tires.
Oh, that's a good one.
But if she goes, "You were supposed to be home 10 minutes ago." You go, "Oh, I stopped to put air in my tires." Oh, she's good.
So it's like you have to have lies in the bank.
Pickles and fries on your breath.
You got to have lies like in the bank. You know, you gotta practice this stuff at home.
Either that or just be like
scenarios.
The really good people who play on our show when they play Rattle Off. And they're really good on their feet.
Yeah.
You just have to be able to...
Boom, lie.
Just answer. If you answer quickly, you're more likely to get away with it.
I was having an affair. Air in my tires.
Right. Got it. Now practice on your way home.
Okay.
What else is trending?
By far the biggest trending celebrity news, Wednesday night, Lady Gaga's dog walker was out with her 3 French bulldogs, and at around 9:40 p.m., a car pulled up alongside them. 2 thieves jumped out and yelled at the dog walker, whose name is Ryan Fisher, to give up the dogs. He put up a fight, and then they shot him, Dom, in the stomach and took 2 of the dogs. They took Gustav and Koji. The 3rd French bulldog, Miss Asia, ran from the thieves. And then later ran back to Ryan as he was laying on the ground. I was watching the TMZ video of it last night. They have security footage because there's cameras everywhere of this poor guy getting shot. And then the car speeding off. Lady Gaga is offering $500,000 reward for the dog's return. No questions asked, at least by
Could
her.
Could she instead word it, "I'm asking $500,000 for information on the arrest and conviction of the people who shot my employee"?
There is that. Yeah, she's really worried about the dog.
Oh, my God. I mean, as soon as you said $500,000 reward, I'm like, oh, they want to catch these criminals who shot this guy. No, she just wants the dog back.
She wants Gustav and Koji back.
Okay, all right.
Now,
I did read something about the animals. They say because these dogs are valuable dogs, And they said they could get $10,000 on the black market for each of these dogs.
Probably. We looked at Frenchies before because we really wanted a Frenchie. They're $5,000 here.
Yeah, but they said that because they wouldn't come with their papers because they're stolen,
so they're gonna
be able to get like $2,500.
Well,
for
and
each.
Now you're going to probably recognize the dogs. You know, there's going to be little doggy mugshots everywhere.
Are they going to have to give them like funky haircuts or something to try to disguise them when they sell them?
I don't know.
This is a disturbing
story. It's a very disturbing story.
They shot a man over dogs.
The guy got shot and he was laying there on the ground. And they're looking for a white Nissan Altima, it looks like. And I don't know. Is there anything else to say about this?
Well, the good news here is I see that Ryan is recovering well, so he's going to be okay.
This story is saying that Gaga's probably going to take care of him. So, I mean, I'm sure he's going to be well taken care of. So, there's your first celebrity story. The second one.
What a weird way to start.
I know. Second one is even weirder. Post Malone has recorded his own version of Only Wanna Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish.
One of your favorites.
That is one of the greatest songs of all time, and I posted the Post Malone version on our Facebook if you want to check it out, and it's crap. I like Post Malone a lot. I like the stuff he plays on our station, but this particular one, crap.
No, I get it. Well, that's just because you're biased, because they're redoing. It's like if somebody did a Beatles song, I would say it was crap, too.
Yeah, it's crap.
But I just happened to click on the song, you know, like I fast-forwarded it, and it just coincidentally came up right at the spot where he changed the words.
To cowboys or something?
Yeah,
or
instead cowboy? Of, you know, the dolphins always make me cry, he says the cowboys make me cry.
See, again, why?
Because he's a cowboy.
He's a Dallas fan. Dallas fan, but still, it ruined the song even more, because that's kind of a funny, the dolphins are crying, Dom. Anyway.
I wouldn't say that Hootie and the Blowfish music is untouchable.
Oh, I mean, it is. Are you crazy?
I mean, stuff off, you know, the White Album, you know, that's untouchable. But Hootie?
Hey, speaking of that White Album.
Do you want me to play the Hootie version?
Yeah, I do.
Would we get fired for it?
Worth it. The White Album, isn't that the one with the Blackbird song? Blackbird.
Correct.
Reed is learning that song, but he was learning it last night for guitar. Josh, our producer, Reed's guitar teacher, made him choose two songs to learn, and Blackbird was one of them.
What a solid choice.
Solid choice. All right, I'll let you look for Hootie. Right now, I do want to tell everyone about their Roombas. This is so funny because I fired up my Roomba just yesterday. And it was just spinning in circles and not doing what it should. And then it would shut off and it couldn't find its home port, you know, to go home. And I said out loud, and Nicole kind of laughed in the other room. I go, this thing is useless. It just hasn't been working properly. Well, here's why. I guess the Roombas, if you have one, it recently got a software update. And it's causing all sorts of problems in some of the models. And the story says it's basically making them act like they're drunk. They are spinning randomly. They're bumping into everything. They're moving in strange patterns. They get stuck in empty areas, which is what mine was doing. It was just sitting there spinning. So, according to Roomba, it could be up to several weeks before they can find a software fix.
Why
and basically
weeks?
Sober up your Roomba. I don't know, Dom.
They need to hire some good computer people.
They do. They need to tap some NASA people to fix these Roombas. My goodness. All right, let's do clickbait so we can play this
clickbait.
Awesome song. Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a real estate listing in Florida that's gone viral for, quote, literally the worst house on the street. And it's in bad shape. This thing is like leaning sideways. The chimney's falling off. There's no windows.
Truth in advertising here, huh?
And the real estate agent spills truth. She says, if you need a place to stage your next post-apocalyptic zombie movie, this is it. I know you've heard of a detached garage, but have you ever heard of a detached foundation? It goes on and on. It's a great listing. And from what I understand, it's under contract. Check it out. I know. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.